Good. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet. Tonight we have a very special guest returning to the show, Flo Mornier of Cryptopsy. Welcome back to the show, Flo.
Thanks for having me.
So, Flo, this year seems to have been kind of insane for you guys, from this end at least, with all the tours. How you standing up after all that?
Very good, actually. Yeah, we did a few tours through Europe and mm-hmm. festival tours, and then Eastern Europe and Russia as well. Then did a bunch of festivals around here, and yeah, been busy. And the year's not quite over yet. I think we'll have another little run maybe in Quebec and Ontario towards the end of the year and stuff. So it's been good. It's been really good, and we love playing. So, I mean, if the offer's there and we're presented a, you know, an interesting... take advantage of that, you know.
Sure. And how was it over there in Russia, playing over there?
It was cool. Actually, it wasn't cool. It was really warm. no, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a kind of a challenge for us, like different kit every night and stuff. But yeah, we pulled it off. You know, we just decided to put sleeping aside for a little bit and pulled it off, and it was a lot of fun.
And you did a drum camp not too long ago, too, right?
Yeah, I guess about a week and a half ago. Yeah, almost, yeah. It's the Ultimate Drum Camp. Mm-hmm. Happens every year at Orford in Quebec. And, yeah, some great players there. Mike Mangini, Dennis Chambers, Horacio Hernandez, and Giovanni Hidalgo, Raul Rico. I mean, just, you know, really top-notch players. And, I mean, I've been doing this for the past 5 years, so mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. Students and us, so, yeah. Great times.
Well, that's cool. Now, as far as like all the touring stuff of you that you've been doing, everything went pretty smooth for you guys too. No border problems. Nobody got sick or lost or anything like that.
No, you know, we're not crossing to the States or back into Canada, so there was no border problems. Because that's the toughest one, even though people in Eastern Europe think they have a tough...
No.
Yeah, no. So, no, not really. I mean, just like long borders, because we went from like Eastern Europe country to Eastern Europe country, so it was pretty smooth comparatively. Near-death experience on the road, but I woke up the driver in time.
Phew.
I mean, other than that, it was really smooth.
Other than the near-death experience, no problem.
I mean, this guy, I don't know, this guy that we had for one day to take us, like, 8 hours in these, like, really tiny, bad roads, decided to fall asleep. And I started noticing that he was wavering a little bit, so I woke up because everybody was sleeping in the van.
Oh, my God.
And I saw him, and I saw his eyes, and then I saw him go into the next lane with a car coming in front, so I just yelled profanities at him. And he swerved aside and woke up, and we were all safe, and he was mad at me for saving his life, so...
The nerve of you.
The nerve of me for waking him up, you know? But, yeah.
So, okay, and then you guys, you know, played the heavy metal over there, and Lord Worm came out. How did that all come about? Did he just happen to be there? I mean, how did that all...
No, the Rockfest actually, the promoter presented the idea to, mm-hmm. Because he wanted to have bands that haven't been together for a while or reunion type events, during this festival, you know, sell more tickets. So he presented this to us, and I said, well, you know, I'll ask the Wormy, and we'll see what he says. And he was really into it. It was a lot of fun actually jamming with him. Again, we jammed about a couple weeks before the show with him. A few times, and we just had fun. He just did I think a song and a half, two songs. So.
Now, was this something that people expected when they went there, or was it?
It was announced, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was announced, but it's not something that we want to repeat very often.
But how the crowds must have liked it, you know?
The crowd loved it. I mean, you know, it's Lord Worm. It's the original singer, so I mean, everybody goes crazy. So, I mean, yeah, for that, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, I mean, you know, Worm's a good friend of mine, so, I mean, it was fun to work with him again, you know? And he was in good voice because he's been keeping that side project going great. Now I forget.
Speaking of side projects, Flo, what about you? You got anything going? Like, you got all kinds of spare time or anything?
Well, I got Temple of Thieves that has, yep. That released a CD not too long ago. Well, I guess it would have been in May, so a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
got that going, and we're trying to get some tours happening. Album's called Passing Through the Zeros. So, that's going well over there. Just, you know, we need to, I mean, with any band, I mean, it starts from zero. We need to make headway, right? So, next week I'm going to Regina, Saskatchewan to do a Digital Doomsday show. So this is the rap, death metal kind of hip-hop kind of thing, which is really a lot of fun with my good friend in Regina. And I'm recording an album for this Norwegian band. I think they're from Norway. Defect Designer.
Mm-hmm.
Recording that in October, probably doing the tracks. Got Pearl Day.
Yeah, I saw that too, so that's coming up too. Now, this is the first one, right? This is the first time they're doing that?
Absolutely.
And and you get to be part of it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I get to see Mike Mangini and Dennis together. You know, we just left, and it's like, oh, hi, guys, long time no see. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously an honor to be playing with, like, the likes of Mike and, you know, especially Dennis, who's been a big, big inspiration for me since I was very young. So, I mean, you know, twist my arm, right? So, yeah, I'm going to prepare for that, and it'll be a fun little clinic day. Even Ellie Bertrand is going to be playing, actually, so that's going to be cool. There's that. A couple, I mean, geez, so now this is a thing. This is what's coming up for Cryptopsy. We're going to be writing pretty intensely, I think, over starting in November for the next 6 months after that. I think we're going to be writing a pretty interesting new album, I figure, because I'm bringing somebody overseas to help us out with this. I can't say anything about that. So. Sorry, but I mean, you know, it's not a huge name or anything like that. It might be afterwards, but I think we're just going to concentrate on writing because, I mean, trying to tour in the States. I mean, we have Joanne from Extreme Management, who just works with us for the United States, has been trying to book these tours, but for some reason the States are just offering peanuts so that when you come home, you don't even have enough money to pay your mortgage. Well,
right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying, but I mean, looks like we're probably not going to be touring the States before next year. So I think we're going to concentrate on writing and put out something quite interesting with a bunch of new chops and feel and what have you.
So do you have some preconceived ideas of what you want to put out on this one?
Absolutely not. But no, I think I want to go a little bit the darker direction, but not necessarily dark. I mean, wow, how can I explain this? Oh my God, dark, but intricately dark with lots of feel and brutality. I have no idea. But I mean, yeah, that would kind of sum it up. It'd be great. Like, dark, but with lots of feel and brutality and catchiness at the same time, and then chaos. Jeez, it's like, you know, kind of a whole spectrum, but more on the dark side.
No, are you guys going to self-release this one, too?
I don't know. I'd like to. Some of the guys think that being on the labels is better. I would disagree with them 100%. If a label wants to help us out, fine.
Mm-hmm.
For a label to have control over anything I do anymore is not...
fine.
Is not fine for me. But, I mean, we'll see. Hey, you know, I mean, never say never, especially not in Cryptopsy. You know, you can't say, oh, you know, this is the lineup that's going to stay. I mean, you know, we always get hit in the butt.
I'm not even asking about the lineup anymore, which you guys.
You know, it's exactly. So, I mean, it's just like, it's not even a question of saying, like, you know, maybe, or who knows. We'll see. We'll see what tomorrow holds. And that's the kind of the way I live my life. It's like a little bit, you know, day by day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
So you got this promo video that's coming out. What are you promoing?
I do?
Yeah, didn't you say something on your Cryptopsy page that you're working on some kind of promo video?
I said that I'm working on a...
Oh, somebody did on Cryptopsy.
Promo. Oh, that was, yeah, just like, that's, sorry.
It's okay.
That's, the bass player, Ollie,
mm-hmm.
is doing some kind of bass promo video. But I'm not sure because I haven't seen anything and I haven't spoken to him in a little bit, so I haven't seen anything flourish from that. So.
Okay, because I wasn't too sure. I'm like, a promo video for what? Then I start getting a little excited because I know, I mean, I hear your interviews and stuff and you guys are always talking about, you know, we want to get some writing, we already have some ideas or whatever, and I was like, holy shit, from the time I heard that to now, they're already doing some kind of promo video. I got a little excited. That's why I thought I would just talk to the most stable guy in Cryptopsy to find out the deal.
I guess that, it's kind of badly worded. I don't think it's promo is what he really meant by it. But I don't know. I think he's just working on this song. I couldn't tell you. But, I mean, yeah, it's coming. It's coming soon.
So, I mean, in between, I mean, do you still do some classes? Like, do you teach on the side or do any of that kind of stuff anymore?
Yeah, I just did a drum lesson 2 days ago, actually. And, I mean, it really depends. A lot of times, like, people would come up to me and go, okay, I'd like to take a lesson. They go, sure. But I try to give them a lot of information to begin with so that I don't necessarily see them, from week to week. Because sometimes, you know, if I just try to work on people's bass. So that if their bass isn't solid, they have to really solidify it before working on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I do that. I'll probably be doing some clinics really soon. Hopefully with Jason Bender, because Jason just got signed with Pearl Drums.
Mm-hmm.
And he was over at the camp, and we tried out different drums together. And you know, I showed him some stuff. And with the Reg, the Pearl rep here, he got convinced, so maybe I'll be doing some clinics across Canada and the States with Jason Bender, which would be really cool. Trying to keep busy, as always.
Well, you are. You're staying out of trouble. That and private life and everything else, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, staying out of trouble. I got the 3 kids, you know what I mean? All good.
Do you enjoy doing clinics? I mean, is that something you'd like to do more of in the future?
I love doing clinics.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love doing clinics. More so than private lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes more so than Cryptopsy shows.
Sure, that's understandable. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, most oftentimes, I mean, you know, the conditions are a lot better. You
of
know,
course.
You get a big company backing you there.
Mm-hmm.
So I love doing clinics. And, I'm looking forward to doing some more. There's a drum day in Quebec City as well in January. I forget the exact date, but that's coming up too. It's like a big clinic. I'll be doing that on the Roland kit, though, on the electronic kit.
Well, that's kind of cool, because here you are up there doing all these drum clinics, and you're not doing them by yourself. You're with all those really big names and stuff a lot of times, too, so that's got to be kind of fun for you, too, like you said.
It's a lot of fun. It's very flattering, and, you know, it's a learning experience. And, just keep at it. And I've been doing a lot of practicing, personal practicing, over the past few months, and more, so it seems like, I'm just developing this greater appreciation for drumming, like every day, and watching tons of YouTube stuff, and just trying to learn different things that I'm not good at, and that I want to, perform,
mm-hmm.
format, or excel at eventually. So, keep it busy.
Of course, and you know what, Flo, I wanted to ask you too.
Yeah.
Speaking of performing. Like I told you earlier in the year, I did that interview with Nader Sadek, and I was watching the videos and everything, and that was so weird for me to see you playing from, like, the freaking crowd. Now, was it weird for you to look at a band's faces instead of their asses for once?
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was something that it wasn't quite the plan originally.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we brought the riser into the venue, it was like, well, there's no other way unless I play like normally. And I said, well, why not? It should be fun, it's going to be different.
It was.
And it was, yeah. I mean, it was actually like easy to communicate for sure with the guitar players and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was.
But it was different. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's it's for the Nader project, so it's kind of more art, artsy than
right.
than most of the stuff I do. So I think it fits pretty well.
But it was almost uncomfortable for me. I mean, as just the audience, that's not where you belong. You belong back there, so it was kind of, but on the same thing, it was kind of cool because the fans are like right there, but to me, I was almost, I don't know. I would feel like, get away from me, you people.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
like you're going to hit them or something if you went too crazy. Or...
we didn't really think that through, I guess. People get a little bit too close, and it's like, well, might lose a stick, and it might poke you in the eye. Be careful.
Yeah, if I poke you in the eye, you get to keep the stick.
There you go. Don't sue me.
So, I mean, do you plan on doing any more work with him? I mean, has there been anything...
Yeah, we did. We recorded 4 songs at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an EP kind of thing.
Sure.
That, he will release. I don't know when. Mm-hmm. I still have to talk to him. Well, I talked to him about that. But we're going back into the studio to release 8 more songs.
Wow.
That I haven't heard yet, but mm-hmm. will soon. In February.
Wow.
2014. So yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, it's going. You know, we're trying to put things out. So that's going to be happening shortly. And yeah.
So we got lots. You're going to be kind of all over the place. Now, that Norwegian band that you were mentioning, are you just doing like the...
just the drums.
Just the drums, the studio for just this one album? Well, so far, that you know of.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might use you in the future, you know?
No, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I don't have time to play with another band right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was like a something that was financially interesting, obviously, because, you know, smaller bands aren't really, mind you, these guys do have, you know, some money to do videos and do lots of things, so I mean, I find that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I can leave here without being able to pay... for it when I'm gone and pay for the bills. So
right, Norway's a long way away.
Yeah, you know, like I don't want to come back and have my 3 kids and wife on the street. Kind of.
Yeah, we'll work for food.
Yeah, you know, like that's not cool.
No, that's very nice of you, Flo.
I don't even think the baby would stick around for that. He'd give me the finger. And
baby would be like, I'm out of here, and I'm selling all your stuff too.
Okay, there you go. Well, they make some money there, so.
Okay, so like you guys said, this is a quick synopsis of what's going on with you and Cryptopsy. So you got a couple of these side projects going on.
Yep.
You have your band, you know, Temple of Thieves, doing some stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And writing for Cryptopsy, going to be recording soon and probably look forward to something next year at some point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe self-release, maybe released on a label if all the conditions are right.
Yeah, the conditions are pretty tricky, so I'll probably be on our own.
Well, you know, it's got to be really nice self-releasing, like you said, when you're the only boss. You only answer to yourself for the most part.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could also understand the other guy's point of view because they're probably a little lazy and they want the labels to do everything for them. You know, I don't know. Just saying.
You said it, not me.
But it's just, you know, I could understand it. It's just human nature. It's so much easier. They're probably younger guys, too. You know, by the time they get to be a little older, they'll be like, you know what, we should have just fucking did it ourselves and did it the way we wanted it.
Well, it's different interpretations and different things. I mean, I've been on a label before. And,
sure.
And some of these guys haven't. Mm-hmm. I know how things work, and I know that labels don't really push that kind of music anymore, and
no.
Thinking that it's going to be like full coverage on magazines, and it's not. And I know that. I know the reality of things. You're not going to push something that you're not going to sell that much of. And the reality of the thing is that labels and bands don't really sell CDs that much anymore.
That's
all
true.
On the internet and stuff. So that being said, I'd rather have full control over that and choose the people I work with instead of having somebody dictate what happens. Own my rights and give me a percentage that is like ridiculous compared to what they make.
That's true. No, as
why
far,
would anybody want that? You know,
that's true. I mean, but as far as you know, self-releasing and stuff. Do you hire yourself a promoter? Do you guys do the promoter?
Well, we do. We do some of the promoting, but we do hire promoting agencies. Yeah, we hired Clawhammer.
Yep, they're very good. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, for the last one, you know, guys that are just like kicking ass and not charging much, and then
yep.
and are gung-ho about doing it, and, like, you know, fans and stuff. So, I mean, it's great. That's why I'd rather surround myself, like I said, with a team that I know, that I trust, that mm-hmm. I card, than just say, oh, here you go, and take my money while you're at it. You know what I mean? It doesn't
matter. I do know what you mean, and you're absolutely right about Clawhammer, because I know them too. They are very into their artists. They're very personable with the press, and like you said, you still, the money that, even if you have to spend money on them, you know, the money you lose from being in a label is just ridiculous. How much money does a label take for promotions?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
They'll take whatever they say they took. And they say, oh, well, we can't pay you because that's how much we take. I mean, and that's hearsay. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Right.
And it just, like, kind of, you know, when people don't understand that, and especially people in my own band and stuff, it kind of, like, irritates me to the point where I want to, you know, slap. Because it's just ridiculous. Why would you spend a year of your hard work, recording, writing, and then just say, hand it over and say, well, have fun.
I know, and especially when you don't, if you're doing it on yourself, right, you see what you pay the promoter and what a job they do for you, what a great job they do for you. Then you see what the label takes, or you don't see, maybe in some cases. But if you were to ask them, and they were saying, like, well, we spent, you know, $20,000 promoting this, you're like, what the hell? You know it doesn't
take. Oh, I didn't get anywhere. Oh, yeah, you know. And so you can't say anything. What are you going to do? Like,
you can't. You're signing that paper. So
exactly. You can't do anything, and you can't follow up. And, yeah, even on your own, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Sure.
Even with distribution, I got to be on distribution, like, distributors' butts and go, well, you know, you sold this much. Where's the money? You know, and stuff like that. So imagine when you'd have no control whatsoever. No, it's just, like, kind of depressing, actually, when you think about it. Too much, so
yeah. Let's stop. Let's stop and just tell people what they could look forward to.
Yeah.
New Cryptopsy stuff coming out sometime next year.
Yeah, probably new Nader stuff as well.
New Nader stuff. That's right. You're working on that. You're doing your own thing with Temple of Thieves.
Yep.
You got that Pearl Drum thing coming up in a couple of weeks. When is that? September. I want to say
29th.
When is it?
Sunday, September 29th.
The 29th. And where's that at?
It's at the Jesus Bar, G-E-S-U-S, I think. It's on Facebook.
is that in Quebec or?
In Montreal.
It's in Montreal, so.
In Montreal. I think it's Blurry Street. But, 1202 from numbers. This is all from memory, but.
It's on Facebook. I could attest to that.
On Facebook. Come one and all. It's sponsored by Pearl, obviously, and Steve's Music Store.
And it's the first one, so the first ones are always wicked exciting. Everybody's really gung-ho about it, so that'll be really fun. You're a trendsetter. You're breaking ground with Pearl doing this. And that's great to see them doing this kind of stuff finally.
It's, you know, a lot of it has to do with Steve's music, but a lot of it has to do with Pearl Canada. And
mm-hmm.
And Reg, because Reg is a huge sponsor of mine, and
mm-hmm.
and Dennis and Mike love working with him because they know that when he works, he gets things right. So, I mean, it's it's a big collaboration, but these guys here in Canada for Pearl are top notch, and they even the drum camp, the UDC. I mean, without them, it wouldn't happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
there with the equipment and. Yeah, they do a great job.
So that's what's exciting about Cryptopsy is the drummers love the band. So they get to, you know, go see you along with a bunch of other great drummers, different styles, you know. It just sounds really, really great for you, for even the drummers, you know. You get to see each other, like you said, and it just sounds like a good time. So where can people go now to keep up with a Cryptopsy?
Go on the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
or on cryptopsy.ca
mm-hmm.
and I mean it should be updated somewhat regularly. My page from Lini.com doesn't get updated regularly.
So don't go there.
Go there. But
you have a lot of stuff on your personal page, though, that kind of, you know.
I try to put the stuff that's, you know, relative and important and not what I ate this morning kind of thing. But, you know, that's just me.
So, well, it looks like you're going to be pretty busy. Now, do you get, like you said, are you looking forward to doing some serious writing for a couple of months? Do you see yourself having time off to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Winter?
Yeah, winter, you know, other than all that drum thing in Quebec. And
yeah, but that's pretty local, right? That's pretty close by, all that stuff.
And there's NAMM, too, though.
Oh, yeah, when is that? That's not until January, though, right?
Yeah, it's the end of January, and then there's 2 weeks in February, which I'll be doing the Nader stuff. I mean, I'll try. I want to focus to try at least on two, maybe three jams per week.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like November and December.
That's if we don't have the shows with Cryptopsy at the end of... No, we'll start, and then we'll see... We'll see what happens, but I'm pretty confident that the people I'll be working with will be writing on their own as well, so I won't have to be there every day, you know, holding people's hands either, so that should be interesting and fun as well.
So there you go. We can check you guys out on your Facebook page, see what's going on, see what's going to be released, and then I'll keep up with you, too, when I see something exciting coming out. We'll get you back on the show. Tell us what the dealio is with the band, and gosh, you know... Good luck with all your endeavors. You got your little paws and all kinds of things here.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And have a nice rest when you can, and we'll talk to you soon when you get all this shit out.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for your support and your enduring support, and it's very much appreciated. And we'll talk quite soon. I'm sure there'll be some new stuff coming up.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much, and take good care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was great, Flo.